This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'm so happy to be here today. Do you know why? Because it's winter and the sun is out and it's a little bit warmer than what it was inside, and there's all smiling faces in front of me, mashallah. Right? Are you happy to see me?
Yes.
Mashallah, mashallah. I have one question for you today. And I want you to raise your hands when I ask you the question, okay? When I ask you the question, don't yell the answer. You raise your hands and I'll pick someone, okay, to answer. What do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, wow, everyone knows. Okay, stand up. Stand up. And tell us what you want to be.
A lawyer.
A lawyer, mashallah. Okay, sit down. What do you want to be? Yes.
A hafiz.
A hafiz, mashallah. And what else with a hafiz? Just a hafiz? A maulana. And what else? With that, more and more. Okay, you start off with that and then you go further and further. What do you want to be?
A doctor.
A doctor, mashallah. And this side, what do you want to be?
Heart specialist.
Heart specialist. What do you want to be? A teacher. Who wants to be a fireman? Put up your hand. Switch off fires. You want to be a fireman? Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Who wants to be a vet? A vet. What does a vet do?
It helps animals.
Wow, mashallah. You guys know. You guys know, mashallah. Who wants to be a school teacher? Mashallah, so many. So many, mashallah. Okay, and you guys, what do you guys want to be? You want to be what? A mechanic? Ooh, I see he likes his cars, man. Mashallah, mashallah. Okay, put your hands down. I want to tell you something. Look at how everyone has a different answer. Some of you have similar answers, but not everyone has exactly the same answer. Do you know why? Because Allah made you different. Imagine if everyone was a plumber, if everyone was a teacher, what would happen to the doctors? Where would we go? Imagine if everyone was a mechanic and you needed something, for example, bread, and there were no bakers, everyone was mechanics. What would you do? So Allah's gift to us is He made us different. Some want to be something and some others do not want to be that, they want to be something else. In everything we are different. If you stand up, for example, you don't have to stand up, but I'm saying, for example, if you stood up, you would find the person next to you is different from you. They might have different lunch in their lunch tins, right? They would probably like different things. They might look a little bit different. Their hair might be different. Their noses, for example, their families, the way they were brought up will be very different. That is Allah's gift to us. Because if everyone was exactly the same, we would not be able to live on earth. Imagine everyone exactly the same. What would happen to us? Right? When you're sick, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? If there were no doctors, what would you do? Talk to your mommy, isn't it? She knows what to do, right? Mashallah. So that's a gift of Allah. So it's so good to want to be so many different things, and it's normal to change your mind. Today you say, I want to be a school teacher. Tomorrow you say, no, I want to be a doctor. The next day you say, I don't really know what I want to be. That's normal. It's okay. It's okay not to know what you want to be. Do you understand what I mean? Who doesn't know what they want to be? Put up your hands. Mashallah, that's okay. So when you grow older, you see your results, you might want to change. Put your hands down. You might want to change your mind. It's okay, right? But there's one thing that all of us have to be. There's one thing that all of us have to be from now and as we grow older and as we become whatever we are going to become. There's one thing you cannot lose. What is it? Your iman. Someone said your iman. That's the best answer. Come shake my hand. Shake my hand. Mashallah. What's your name?
Ihsan.
Ihsan. Mashallah. Someone said Islam, iman, and ihsan. Do you know the relationship between the three? You know the relationship between the three? Mashallah. Mashallah. Islam has five pillars that you do. Five pillars that you do. You say the shahada, and then you pray five times a day, and then what else? You fast, and then what else? You give zakah, and then what else? You go for hajj. That's five pillars. And iman. Iman, when we say amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli, iman is belief. It's in the heart, right? Six pillars. You know the six pillars? I believe in Allah. What else do you believe in? Malaika, the angels, the books, the prophets, the last day, and good and bad fate being from Allah. Right? And when we say resurrection, it's included in the last day. So there's six pillars of iman. And ihsan, ihsan is when you're worshipping Allah, when you're making salah, then you must imagine yourself standing in front of Allah. You must imagine yourself standing in front of Allah and doing your salah. That's a high level. It's a level of ihsan. One day you learn more about it, inshallah. Okay. But it is true that no matter what you want to become, you want to be whatever you guys have said, right? Someone might want to be an astronaut. Who wants to be an astronaut? When you go up into space, one thing you mustn't forget is that you are a believer. You believe in Allah. You believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the messenger of Allah. You must be a truthful person. Truthful means you don't lie. Right? Who tells lies? Put up your hands. Once in a while you tell a lie. Put up your hands. Okay, so put your hands down. So we need to do a bit better, isn't it? We know once in a while we might have told a lie, but we're going to improve that. Next time when I come, I'm going to ask you who told a lie from the last time I came, and there'll be no hands up, inshallah. Say inshallah.
Inshallah.
Mashallah. So even if it's just a petty lie, we don't lie. We believe in Allah. We believe in the last day, right? Another thing, you need to read your salah how many times a day?
Five
times a day. Now, how many of you are struggling with it a little bit? Maybe you make three, you make four. Put up your hands. How many read all five? Put up your hands. Hey, mashallah, mashallah. Put your hands down. So we all want to get to that. We all want to get to that, all five. And you know what? Can I ask you a good question? Who was late for school this morning? Who was late for school this morning? Mashallah, we can do better. You see, let me explain. If you were late, you ask yourself, why was I late? If you're late because of traffic, or you're late because of someone else, or you're late because, maybe we can excuse you. But if you're late because you're lazy, then you need to do better. Because if you're lazy and you want to become an astronaut or whatever you guys were saying, teachers and whatever else, you're not going to be able to get that because you'll be lazy. With laziness, you can't achieve. Can you achieve? So who's lazy? Who's lazy? Woo! How can you say I'm lazy? Even if you're lazy, put your hands down and say, inshallah, I won't be lazy. Okay, put your hands down. So you need to fight laziness. Get up first thing in the morning, early. Get up when?
Early.
Early. Get up early in the morning. And you start off, you wash yourself, mashallah, you make wudu if you have to have a shower, depending on how you shower and what time you shower. And then you start off with your salah, you read your du'as, you might have breakfast, you get ready, and you come to school, right? Am I right? So I don't want you to be lazy. You can't be lazy. If you're lazy, you won't be able to achieve. Look, all your teachers who are here, myself included, all of the business people, everyone got to where they got to because of hard work. Because of what? So if you don't work hard, will you get anywhere?
No.
Thank you. You said it yourself. So if you want to get anywhere, even if you want to be a hafiz, he said, I want to be a hafiz. Next time I come, inshallah, you'll be there. Have you started or not yet? Not yet. Inshallah, you start. Allah will make it easy for you. Ameen. If you want to be a hafiz, you have to work very hard. You have to work
very hard.
If you don't work very hard, no, you can't achieve. And When you want to become something, you have to keep going, keep going. Shaitan might come to you and say, no, give up, it's too hard. You know what, you can't finish, it's going to be 3 years, 4 years. No problem. We're not going to fight with anyone. We are only going to make sure that we do what we have to without being lazy. If you work hard, you achieve. If you're lazy, you don't achieve. If you don't want to work hard, you're not going to be able to achieve. Do you understand? Okay. So we promise that we're going to work hard. Inshallah. So next time I come here, by the will of Allah, you guys will give me some feedback as to how it was. Okay, does anyone want to ask me any questions? Anyone wants to ask me any questions? Yes, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. What's the question? Your mother always watches me. Oh, wow, mashallah. Mashallah, that's good. You must tell her that I said salam, okay? Mashallah. Mashallah, mashallah. So when I grow older, wait, I have something to say. I have something so good to say. Are you listening? That was a very nice thing what she said, okay? Right? When I grow older, I want to watch you guys. Am I right? Who has a phone? Put up your hands. Nearly everyone, put your hands down. Do you use your phone for good things or bad things? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Do you use your phone for good things or bad things? Okay, wait. Who makes little videos? Anyone make little videos to send on WhatsApp or to send on here or there? If you make small little videos now and again, put up your hands. Okay, I want to teach you something today. Listen, I want to teach you something. You must make good videos only. You must make what?
Good videos.
And when you watch anything on your phone, you must only watch good things. Because when you make bad videos, then you get a sin for it. And the sin goes on and on and on and on until the day you die. Because thousands and millions of people might watch it and it's not going to be good for you. And it messes up your mind and you don't achieve what you want to and you can't become what you want to, because a lot of what you see on your phone is actually not genuine. It's actually fake. A lot of what you see is fake. A lot of what you see is what?
Fake.
You have to know how to tell what's right and what's not. But if you make content, you must make sure that it's very good and beneficial. Don't just go and sit and start swearing and you know, making people laugh, saying wrong things and so on. That's not right. If you want to do something on your phone, make sure it's a good thing. And if you want to watch things, you must make sure that you are only watching good things. Inshallah. Yes. So if you say someone is watching me, inshallah, I hope it's a good thing. I hope it's a good thing. I try to teach good things, right? How many of you have seen me on what? Okay. Mashallah. Okay. All right. Put your hands down. Okay, so inshallah, in a few years' time, I want to see you guys on YouTube doing good things, inshallah, right? You're going to teach people good things, right? Inshallah, inshallah. May Allah make it easy. All right, so that was nice. It was good of you to have said that. Anyone has a question here? Yes. I studied just like you, and then I finished my... I actually did... Hifz, what he was saying, I did Hifz when I was little in primary school. By the time I got to high school, I was already a Hafiz. I started learning a lot of kitabs and books while I was going to school. So we didn't have a school like yours where you can study some Islamic subjects perhaps and secular subjects. We studied, and in the afternoons we used to do madrasa. And I completed there. Then I went to Medina, and I completed in Medina Munawwara. I went to India and I did some studies there, and then I came back and started working. Yeah, mashallah. I used to teach children just like you for a few years, and then I gave up and I started doing something else. Mashallah, good question. Yes, what do you want to ask? Can you get my signature?
Yeah.
Ooh, mashallah. Yes, you can, you can. I'll give it to you. Mashallah. Okay. It's only for the first person who asked. That's it. But I'll teach him how to do it, then he can do it for everyone.
Yay!
Okay, anyone else wants to ask something? Yes. I can't hear you. Oh, mashallah. You must tell him I said salam, okay? Mashallah, mashallah. This side here, anyone? Grade sevens, anyone before I close? Yes. Say it loudly. How many years did I study altogether from the beginning, from grade one? Then? About 11 years? Yeah? Mashallah. Yes. Stand up and scream. Okay, that's going to be the last question, inshallah. You come. My home country, Zimbabwe. Yeah. I come from Zimbabwe, mashallah. Mashallah. Mashallah, mashallah. And I started when I was 9 and I finished when I was 11. Yeah. I can't hear you. Say it again. Yeah, you can. Well, not lazy, but you can rest. So that's a good question. It's going to be the last question. Put your hands down. The question was, do you get lazy sometimes in the weekend? Is that right? So the answer is, it's not laziness, but you can rest and relax. So you can like laze around. It doesn't mean you're lazy, but you're taking a bit of a break. Because we as human beings, sometimes you need a bit of a break. That's why you have a week. And you have weekdays and then you have a weekend so that you can take a bit of a break. So for you to maybe get up a little bit later, like you can get up for Fajr, you do your salah and you might want to relax after that for a while. You might want to, you know, sleep a bit if you're really tired. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because you, so long as you're doing what you have to. But normally it's good to have a routine because as a human being, when you have a routine every day doing the same thing, It helps you to succeed in life, inshallah. Right, guys, it was nice to talk to you. I'm going to leave you. And inshallah, I have a small gift for the staff members here. I have a book called The Best of Mufti Menk. I've brought with me 30 copies. And I'm going to give one for every member of staff, inshallah, just as a gift from me to remember this beautiful day, inshallah. And with that, I end saying, Salaamu Alaikum. Rahmatullah. Barakallahu. MashaAllah.